Good afternoon, everyone. John Cody here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. The Huron County Election Commission officially approved the recall petition language against District 3 Commissioner Scott Moust during a brief session Friday morning. The petition, sponsored by Caseville Township residents, centers on Moust's vote last July in favor of Resolution 25-85, a measure that authorized solar energy facilities across 15,000 acres of county-owned townships. Commissioner Moust, who attended the hearing, raised no objections to the clarity of the petition language, but noted the financial impact of the process. Because the timeline will not allow for the measure to appear on the upcoming November ballot, the recall will trigger a special election, likely in May of 2027. The commission confirmed that previous clerical errors regarding the sponsor's residency have been corrected, clearing the path for the petition to proceed. Moust has 10 days until August 10th to file an appeal with the circuit court. And the Bad Axe Police Department is reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 29th, focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the business district, along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 more for improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police noted that commercial vehicle violations can carry steeper penalties and may affect a driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that the efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from traffic fines, and that the goal is improving roadway safety. When we come back from this Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life, with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care, all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. In Cass City, as summer vacation winds down, the Cass City Police Department is preparing for the start of a new school year. The department shared that Officer Coleman recently joined children on the final day of the Village of Cass City's summer day camp, marking the close of another season of activities for local youth. With the camp now wrapped up, Officer Coleman is expected to return to her duties as the school resource officer when classes resume in the coming weeks. The Village's Parks and Recreation Summer Day Camp serves children ages 6 to 12 and features outdoor recreation, arts and crafts, educational activities, field trips, and visits to local attractions throughout the summer. The program traditionally concludes at the end of July, just weeks before students head back to school. School resource officers work closely with students, teachers, and school staff throughout the academic year, providing campus security while also building positive relationships through education, mentoring, and community engagement. The Cass City Police Department says Officer Coleman's visit to the final day of camp highlights the department's continued commitment to connecting with area youth both in and out of the classroom as the community prepares for another school year. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.